Debbie Ngarua Packer is kindly with us for a kōrero today, and Debbie has been a staunch as opponent to Trans-Tasman Resources Tunnel to scrape the seafloor off her beloved South Taranaki coastline. She is joined by a huge chorus of environmental peoples concerned about what could happen if the Australian-owned company are given the rights to scrape the seafloor. Now, they say it's for iron sands, but now we're led to believe it's more about vanadium. I didn't know too much about vanadium, but it's there in the minerals that will be scraped off that seafloor. And vanadium is very tough, and it's used in armour plates, piston rods, crankshafts, and the like. So that's why TTR are here, and they get an opportunity to pitch to scrape the seafloor because of the fast-tracking consent process, which is part of this government's 100 days of madness. Debbie's with us for a kōrero. Tuahine kia ora.
Morena.
It has been 100 days of madness, hasn't it?
Oh, look, I tell you, I've never seen such sidestepping, shiftiness, behaviour in the 100-day, of this government ever. But you've got to say probably the most shiftiest of the sidesteppers was Shane Jones, when we see he's all of a sudden removed himself from any decision on the seabed mining, which is proposing to be, we still don't know, part of the government's fast-track process project. So, we've said this for a long time, that there was so much more to this than just typical mining, that there was vanadium. And just got to remember, Shane Jones, New Zealand First, this was part of the stuff that they were campaigning on. They have been lobbied. They have been hugely engaged in advocates such as Strattera, who are the collective for all mining and all companies. And I think, what we find in this particular situation, because it's 12 years of fighting for the protection of our seabed, we've won the Epic court case. We've proved that we are on the right side of the LAW. We know we're on the right side of our own tikanga. But in this instance, it's a little bit more harder because we have this disturbing behaviour from politicians, where you've got one, Shifty Jones, who's caught between being, lobbied by the fishing industry, and also he's the Minister for Resources involving mining. So, I've never seen, Shane Jones move so damn quick in my life. It's some of the biggest, shortcut politics I've ever seen in my life.
He seems to be enjoying himself. Green romanticists, he calls people, and he wants food on the table. If that means mining, it means mining, and he's pro-extractive industries because that's what New Zealand voted for.
Well, they didn't, and this is a problem that you've got, less than 10% of people sitting there saying that New Zealand voted for that. They didn't vote for that, and certainly the community who he's proposing to talk on behalf of, the people he called a bunch of pixies, can't stand them. They don't support his politics. They don't support his ambition to rape and pillage, I think he said, milk the resource out of Mother Nature till she's dry, is just not supported. And he needs to get his backside to this side of the world. But what's really shifty about Shane is that he's now having to, because he forgot that one of the biggest supporters with us for the last 12 years in opposing seabed mining is Kelly's and the fishing industry. So he's been really caught with his pants down twice now, and the fact that he's had to sit there and claw back and suddenly go wahangu, which is, a silent Shane is even better than a shifty Shane. But what we've got now is he's had to be really, really still and disclose his conflict, because the fishing industry are going to call him out. And like I said, Kelly's has been some of the biggest supporters with us in this battle. So already, 100 days, backtracking. And so he's not going to get an easy run with us. And as much as he may call us a bunch of pixies, we're still taking him on. And I don't predict that TTR are going to get away, or Trans-Tasman Resources, with pulling us off again. So I think it's going to be a lot of noise, and then suddenly it's gone really quiet. Again, because we have strong allies in this fight for seabed mining. We've always had strong allies. And again, we've won every court case in this country. So, yeah, I think the Debbie versus Shane, battle continues to carry on, not only in the House, but out here on the ground.
Well, speaking of which, there are many principled people who are opposing the desecration of what we hold dear, i.e. Pure waters, the way they're supposed to be. There's no way that it could be safely mined, is there? You've repelled TTR's tunnel to get the rights to get on with their dubious mahi. But they've got some real economic muscle behind them, haven't they? How difficult is it? And when you look at resources, legal mines, etc. I mean, they've almost got an unlimited pool, haven't they?
Well, they've had a politician that spent his whole campaigning period saying, "Yeah, let's mine," yells his waha off in the House about let's mine it again, like let's milk Mother Nature. But the reality is, they've never ever two things. They've never been able to validate their economic promises, because let's remember, this is an activity that will be, pretty much carrying on 30 years consecutively, scraping the surface of our Papamoana, putting it on a ship, which then goes offshore, leaving years and years of plume, which is actually the killer. It's the plume that it leaves, which is the absolute destroyer. They have never been able to provide evidence in any of the courts. And today, there's still no new evidence. All they've got is new allies in government. And, and people are sort of talking about this new government. Well, to be honest, Labor didn't support my members' bill either. So, we had a Labor person with us yesterday, and I pretty much reminded her that we wouldn't have had to be here if they had supported my bill. Te Awa Noa, the reality is that they've never been able to validate economic, which is why even our local government, our regional government, don't support this company. And, that's a big reconciliation. And they've never been able to prove that they can meet any threshold of environmental protection. So I actually think this is just, political poncing around, as we sort of see, Shifty James, Shane likes to pump himself up and plume himself out. But the reality is, I actually don't see that this is going to go anywhere. There is no way that they can put this project on the list of 100. I do think they're going to mine, but I don't think they're going to pull this one off, because this government is more interested in putting up wind turbines in our ocean, which cannot happen if someone's running up and down for 50 square kilometres, trying to take the mining, trying to mine the surface of the ocean. So it's like one or the other, really. And I just, I think it's a distraction. It's a nuisance distraction, because we have real pōharatanga. Our iwi doesn't have the same capacity it did 12 years ago. We have a lot of pōharatanga. We have a whole lot of issues. We've got, Māori Health Authority transfer. We've got a whole lot of things that are best to be focused on. So it's a real, pain in the nono, to be honest, to be distracted with this.
Well, there's a couple of days this week, and then I see some subsequent hearings as well over the next couple of months. What's the iwi position? You've been proud of your people's stance here, being able to repel this threat before, but now forced to do so again. What's the attitude of Ngāti Rōnui, Ngāraudu, etc., who'll be most affected?
Yeah, I think, all South Taranaki iwi support this. Not all have been able to be part of the process. Again, that's because of where capacity and resources were. But the reality is that, our iwi will continue to mahi to do what their people tell them to do. And it's our whānau, our hapū, our marae, our whānau on the ground. And while this is going on, one of our staunchest whānau, one of our staunchest tangata tariti whānau, we're helping to look for their son. One of our strongest divers is still missing off the Pātia beach. So, really this is a community drive, and the iwi will do what its community drives it to do. And what's probably the most proudest for me is yesterday, there's a whole new generation of activists and protectors, a whole new generation of our rangatahi on the front line fighting for this. And those who were there with us 12 years ago are now parents. You know, I mean, and I think that's, you know, some of our rangatahi that were there with us when first we went on to Parliament are now parents. And I think, you know, that goes to show our resilience. You know, Haumono, our iwi chair, said it so well, you know, e kore au e mate, we just never die. And I think that's what, you know, this company and consecutive governments, you know, both governments have let us down. Let's just remind ourselves of that, which is why it's really important that we have independent voices like ourselves as Te Pāti Māori. And as Chloe said, you know, we just can't, and we shouldn't rely on these legacy parties anymore. They both let us down.
Well, Orangi Nui Walker said it's a struggle without end, and sadly, you know, the challenges that we face in our generation, the fight's been picked up by, you know, our beautiful kids, Debbie.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like you say, there's a lot to be proud about in the way that they're standing up too.
Absolutely.
For what our people believe is tika and puno. The
yeah.
battle goes on, sister, and there's no doubt about that. What's keeping you busy this week?
Well, to be really honest, it's recess week. We're planning our next toitū, Te Tiriti, Kaupapa and Te Tahuaru, watch the space. But also, being with the whānau down at Pātia Beach, and we're all just taking shifts and taking
yeah.
Parts of the route to hopefully, you know, Tangaroa will return this son to his whānau. And, yeah, so that's where we're at. And the whole community... well, you know, to be honest, hearings are, you know, they're maruki things. And, you know, they're where the lawyers are preoccupied and technicians talking to themselves. Most of our whānau have been on the ground around Pātia Beach, all the way down to Himatangi to see how we can help. The search and rescue has been called off, which is an interesting resourcing issue. And the whānau and communities are... self-sourcing, self-resourcing our own search and rescue, own search. So, yeah, that's where I've been, to be honest. So.
And it's a real reality check, isn't
yep.
it? Here we are talking about
yeah.
scraping the seafloor, and right as we
absolutely.
Speak.
Absolutely.
You guys are standing there hoping that Tangaroa will return your whananga.
Well, our little communities don't have the infrastructure or the support to take on the scale of the... rape and pillaging projects that Shifty Jane, you know, Shane supports. And I think this is living proof of people come and go, but our communities are the ones that have to look after each other and continuously show respect to Tangaroa. So, yeah, that's my gig. And then we've got some stuff on in the weekend, and then we're back to Pōneke next week.
Tēnā koe. Have you dubbed him Shifty Shane?
I've called him Sidestepping Shane in the media. I've called him Shifty Shane, because he's had to shift from, you know, being really pro-mining to now quiet. Well, because he's called himself out. He's been called out. How can you be the minister for fishing who are staunch with us, side by side with us, opposing seabed mining, and be the minister for resources who are staunchly promoting seabed mining and mining? How could he? I've called that out in the House numerous times before. But now he's had to admit that he can't do it, and he's stepped back. He will not be involved in any decision with seabed mining. How shifty is that?
Shenanigans.
Absolutely shenanigans, Shane. So, yeah, so it's stuff that we've called out before. Don't worry about trying to you know, call out or call my people pixies. You know, get my people's name out of your mouth. The reality is that Shane has had to concede. He should never have been in both positions, and he should never have been shouting the top of his lungs in the House to mine our seabed and to call my people pixie, hapu, when the reality is he needed to actually look at himself. He was completely conflicted to be voicing anything like that. Well, he's still the Minister for Fish, and fisheries are some of our biggest partners in this fight against seabed mining. They have been phenomenally supportive of this, and if they weren't, we wouldn't have probably been in pull-off as much as we have. As much as the iwi take a lot of credit, it's actually been Tangata Tiriti, the fishing sector, you know, Kiwi Against Seabed Mining, Greenpeace. It's been a real frontline effort. And, you know, to see a minister who finally admits, you know, on the eve of our hearing that he shouldn't have been and he needs to remove himself from any of that decision-making is wrong, because he's spent months and months singing the same tune. mine, mine, mine. She did mine, mine. And now on the eve of our hearing, he publicly admits he shouldn't be involved. It's too late. He's already profiled himself. He's already given his assertion and used his influence. So, yeah, tino. That's why I call him Shifty Shane.
I'm sure there's going to be some more coming your way as well. Hey, thanks very much for sharing some time with us, Debbie. And much love to you and those who await Tangaroa's response. Thank you.
Thanks, Al.
Kia ora. Sadly,